Boy, Ellen, nobody makes a tuna melt like you.
Thanks, Brian.
Well, I suppose you could take that as a compliment, couldn't you?
Ugh, what is this ratty thing?
Nothing, just give it back to me, okay? Come on.
Why is it so important to you, Brian? Oh, you know, if I didn't know any better, I would say that looks just like that stupid blue blanket that you used to carry around when we were kids. Oh, my God.
It's not my blanket.
It's what's left of it.
Well, 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 Mr. Ladies Man, Mr. Leather Jacket, Mr. Daredevil Pilot.
Uh-huh.
Still carries around his wee-de-boo blankie.
No. It is a good luck charm, all right. You know, like some people carry a rabbit's foot, other people carry a four-leaf clover.
Yes, but you see, nobody carries around a wee-de-boo blankie.
Okay, you've had your laugh, all right? Just give it to me. Come on.
You know, I was wondering, do you mind if I just hang on to this for a while? Because I could use a little luck of my own.
Fine, take it, because it's not like I need it anyway. But it's not important, okay?
Okay.
Hmm. Just gonna get change for a dollar.
It's okay. My blankie was yellow.
Good morning, everybody.
How was your trip to Boston?
Ah, it was great. What a vacation. I ended up spending the whole time with my friend Dewey.
Oh, that guy with the thing on his ear?
Thing? What kind of a thing?
Oh, you'd swear he was wearing this big dangly earring until you realize it's just this weird piece of skin just hanging there.
El Paso on the pork links.
Does Dewey still work at Logan Airport?
Yes, and boy, do they pay him well. I mean, he makes almost twice as much as I do for the exact same job.
That does not seem fair.
You know, he's always been blessed. I mean, he's got a great job and a neat car. He's got that cool hangy thing on his ear. What a chick magnet.
No, I meant it does not seem fair that he should make so much more than you.
Yeah, that's what Dewey said. As a matter of fact, there's a job opening up there, and he said that he could get it for me.
They offered you a job? This is the perfect chance to ask Roy and Joe for a raise.
That's right. You've got the leverage now. Just call a meeting with those fat cats in management. Use this job offer as a cudgel and pound away till the swine bleed nickels.
Well, now we know. Apparently, Jimmy Hoffa was buried inside Faye.
You know what? That's a good point. I am going to ask for a raise. You know what, Faye? You tell Joe I want to see him right now. There's no time like the present.
Lowell, Joe's on a flight. He won't be back till 12:30.
Well, then there's no time like 12:30. And you tell Roy to have his sorry butt in there, too.
Well, Roy's at lunch, and his sorry butt won't be here till a little after 1.
Well, then there's no time like a little after 1.
Now, you keep that attitude, you're gonna get that raise. I've got a better chance of becoming a Rockette.
Wish me luck, Antonio. I'm going in to ask for my raise.
Not so fast.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, don't rush in there. Making them wait gives you the upper hand.
Well, I like the sound of that. Well, what else should I know?
Don't talk first.
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
No. I mean, don't talk before they do. Whoever talks first loses. And another thing, always ask for something you have no hope of getting. You look good when you give it up.
Boy, how do you know so much about business?
It's the one section of the paper people always leave in my cab. Finally, make sure you get in the last word. Got it?
Okay, all right. Make them wait, something, something, and get in the last word. All right. Oh, well, listen, I would love to stay and talk about this, but I don't want to keep Joe and Roy waiting.
Maybe we better go over this one more time.
Where the hell is Lowell?
I don't know. He was supposed to be here 10 minutes ago.
Are you actually into all this flying stuff, or is this just for show?
Oh, no. I really love it. Yeah, for instance, that model you're holding there is a Douglas DC-3. That plane completely changed commercial aviation.
I don't doubt it. There's a cow at the controls.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, when Brian and I were kids, he broke the head off the pilot, so I stole a cow from his train set. Very funny story, actually, but I won't bore you.
Too late.
What's up, Lowell?
Aha! You talked first.
What is this all about?
Well, I'll tell you what it's all about, Roy. Think I do a heck of a job around here, so I'd like more money and a candy apple red Corvette convertible.
No chance in hell.
Okay, I'll give in on the vets.
Saps.
Let's move on to my Ray, shall we?
Joe, Roy, I'm writing down a figure. Nope.
You had your salary review last month.
Ah, that was before I was offered a very attractive position at Logan Airport. Better hours, better benefits, and they're willing to pay me the amount of money on this piece of paper. Will you match it?
Well, that's more money than I make.
You're kidding.
Well, unless you can meet the figure on this piece of paper, you're going to be looking for a new mechanic. And with these last words, I bid you goodbye.
Fine, goodbye.
See you later.
Later.
Much later.
Damn, I hate to lose Lowell, but there's just no way I can afford to pay him what he wants. Oh.
And you wonder why you have only one plane and I have seven? We're going to keep him without paying a dime. All we need to do is turn on the old schmoozola. We'll wine him, we'll dine him, you know. We'll make him feel like he's part of the family. Even if he is the weird cousin we keep in the basement.
Right. There's no way that Lowell is going to be bought off with schmoozola. He wants a raise.
One plane, seven planes. I'll get us a table at La Maison.
Wait. That place cost a fortune.
It's a drop in the bucket compared with giving Lowell what he wants.
I can't afford it.
Yeah, I know. Look, we'll split the bill down the middle. We'll get double receipts, and we'll both write off the full amount.
Isn't that kind of cheating the government?
1-7.
Ah, Lowell, tell me. I have to know. How did it go with Joe and Roy?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. They never gave me a final answer, but they did ask me to dinner.
Aha! We have just entered phase two of the negotiations. Look, they are trying to soften you up with the dinner so you will forget about your raise. I don't know what the word is in English, but in Italy, we call this schmuzzola. They will try to take advantage of you. So instead, you must take advantage of them.
How am I supposed to do that?
Easy. Order the best food and the most expensive wine. And when it comes time to talk deal, hang tough. Your demands are non-negotiable. Remember, you already have a job waiting for you in Boston.
Right. There's only one problem. I don't want to go to Boston. I mean, I like it here in Nantucket. All my friends are here. All my stuff's here. All my tools
are
here.
Look. You won't have to go. All you have to do is to make them think you want to go. They will never let you leave.
All right, if you think that'll work.
Oh, it will, trust me. So, where are they taking you anyway?
La Maison.
La Maison, of course. Where else would they take you? Captain Willie's Clam and Brew?
It's a good thing they're not, otherwise I'd be putty in their hands.
Maybe we better go over this one more time.
What you want your blankie.
It is not a blankie. It is a good luck charm, and yes, I would like it back.
Because in the course of one afternoon, I have lost my wallet, dinged my car, and for some unknown reason, I cannot get the music from Final Jeopardy out of my head.
I'm sorry. It was cruel of me to take it from you. But just remember, the next time you strut through the airport like Top Dog or the Kennel Club, I'll know the real Brian Hackett's just a scared little five-year-old boy curled up in his bunk bed with his thumb in his mouth.
Am not.
Can you believe these prices? Look at this. Melon in season, $18. What, do they have the only one?
Here he comes. Now remember, he gets anything he wants, except a raise. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, Roy.
Hey there, Lowell.
Hi, John.
How you doing? I think you really enjoy this place.
Oh, I'm enjoying it already. They give you a tie at the door. You know, I remember coming here when I was a kid with my dad. We would stand outside, and he'd press my little face against the window. Everybody looked so rich and happy. Then he'd put his hand on my shoulder and he'd say, son, with any luck, someday you'll be serving these people.
Why don't we go ahead and order?
Yeah, before anyone gets too hungry.
I love this place. Always a toady within earshot.
May I take your order? Certainly. Let's see. I'll have the French onion soup and the crab cakes.
See, Hackett, that wasn't so bad. I'll have the...
Followed by the shrimp cocktail, some of this pate here, and I think the sautéed mushroom caps would be nice.
Lola, are you ordering or just reciting the menu?
That's a good one, Joe. That's all for me.
Finally. I'll have the...
On second thought, these oysters are looking rather appealing tonight. Bring me all 24, waiter.
Sir, 24 is the price. And that's a dozen.
I believe 12 is a dozen.
Would the gentleman care for another bottle of wine?
Nah, I don't think so.
Thank God.
Gotta save room for that 100-year-old Napoleon brandy.
He's killing us. He's killing us.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Lowell. We're hoping that this evening has proven to you what a valued member you are of the Aeromass and,
Sandpiper.
Right, Aeromass and Sandpiper families, and that our relationship is more than just business. It's a friendship.
It's a friendship.
So we're in agreement. We'll continue our relationship as is.
Absolutely. And just as long as I get my raise.
Oh. Listen, I would like nothing better than to give you a raise, but you know the kind of year I've had. Money is so tight.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that there must be something else that'll make this young man happy. I said, I think there must be something else that'll make this young man happy.
I'm sorry to be so forward, but you have just made every other man in this restaurant completely disappear. I'm sorry to be so forward, but you have just made every other man in this restaurant completely disappear.
Oh, brother. I'm not paying for this.
I'm Marcia Peebles. It's like pebbles, but with an extra E, one less B, and a capital P.
Which stands for pool.
Hackett, excuse us.
I'm Lowell Mather. That's motor with an extra A, H, and E, and no O's.
A hooker, Roy, a hooker.
Oh, grow up. Lowell is on the ropes and she's the clincher. As a matter of fact, that happens to be her nickname. Now sit down, shut up, and don't mess up this deal.
Boy, you guys are never gonna believe this, but Marcia here just broke up with her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that's hard to believe. Look, let's talk business. Now, it's hard to put a price on friendship, but
I've been taken care of.
Not you. Lowell, I honestly cannot afford to pay you anymore.
And I'm not coughing up another penny.
Look, you guys know my price is non-negotiable. If you can't meet my figure, then I'm gonna have to take that job in Boston.
Well, then I guess you should.
Go? You mean like really go?
Yeah, sorry, Lowell.
Well, I guess there's nothing else to say. Marcia, we're leaving.
She's not going anywhere.
Roy, you're not the boss of her.
Well, he sort of is. See, Roy paid for her. She sort of comes with the dinner.
Wow, this really is a good restaurant.
So, how did it go with Joe and Roy? Did you do what I told you?
Yes, I did. And they told me to go to Boston.
This is a perfect...
What are you talking about, Antonio? You know I don't want to go to Boston. It's big, it's cold, it's impersonal. Boston scares me. Nothing scares me, just Boston. Well, Boston and spiders.
Lol.
Okay, Boston spiders and the sound the can makes when it drops out of the soda machine. You ought to just forget the whole thing and stay on at my old salary.
You can't. No, that's just what they are expecting you to do, Lol.
It is?
Yes. This is a phase three. The waiting game. They think you're going to crack.
I gotta agree with them.
No. We are going to make them crack first.
How?
Make them believe you are moving to Boston. Show them you are not afraid to walk out the door.
All right, you're the expert.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Do you know where Marcia Peoples lives?
Flight 19 to Boston will be departing in 5 minutes, and for those of you traveling with small children, my condolences. That's your flight, Lowell. You better hurry up and say your goodbyes. I'm not holding it for you.
Oh, right, my flight. Isn't there anything else that you wanted to say to me, Roy, before I go to Boston?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Leave the key to the men's room on my counter.
Well, I'm gonna miss you, and I just want you to know. Oh, take care.
Wow, tears. Nice touch.
Solo, have they broken down and given you your raise yet?
No, and my flight leaves in 5 minutes.
This is my favorite part, phase four, the final countdown. You're not worried, are you?
No, absolutely not. But I have one small question. If I'm not going anywhere, then why did they hire a new mechanic?
Oh, simple. To scare you into staying. He's probably not even a real mechanic.
God, they're good.
Yeah, but we are better. Okay, it's time for me to go to work. Later, you can buy me dinner with your new raise.
Oh, good, you're still here. My flight was a little late. I was afraid I'd miss you.
So, Joe, you had something to say to me, did you?
Yeah, of course. I wanted to wish you good luck in Boston.
That's it?
Joe, it's Walter in the tower.
Oh, I gotta take that. Oh, Lowell.
Yeah?
Don't forget to leave the men's room key.
Ah, you must be the new mechanic.
Right. Gil Cooper.
Lowell Mather. So, Gil, if you're a mechanic, I suppose you know how to change a Loran sensor on a Cessna 402. What's the matter, Gil? You don't know how, do you?
Well, sure. You reach behind the altimeter and feel for the metal Y connector, unplug the left side, find the blue wire, thread it to the new sensor housing, reseal the base unit, plug in the test coordinates, and you're in business.
The blue wire?
Announcing the final boarding call for Aeromass, flight 19 to Boston. That's you, Mather.
Hey, Lola, packed you a little something for the flight. We're really gonna miss you. Brian! Lola's leaving!
Hey, Lola. We all chipped in, and I was elected to go buy you a gift, but I totally screwed up, so here. Buy yourself something nice.
Thanks for the going away present.
Okay. Last call, move it or lose it.
All right, I'm leaving.
Hello.
Bye, Lola.
I'm going to Boston. I'm leaving Nantucket.
Hello.
Leaving all my stuff.
All right.
All my friends are here. Hey, I'm going to Beantown. Bye.
But I have tried listening to country music. I just don't get it.
Oh, come on. It's about real people. It's about real sad people.
What about those song titles? If the phone rings and no one's there, it's me. I mean, what is that?
Come on, it's sort of existential.
Hey,
come
on.
Yeah, it's sort of... What the hell is Lowell doing here? Lowell?
Morning.
Why aren't you in Boston?
Why would I be?
Well, because you moved there yesterday to start a new job.
Now, why would I do that? I'm perfectly happy here. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get these barrels down in the ferry.
But, Lowell, you know, we already hired your replacement, or don't you remember Gil either?
Gil.
Lowell, what's in that oil drum?
Just some junk we don't need around here anymore.
Someone's in there.
No, he's... There's not.
God. Hey, Gil, are you in there? Oh, well, if you wanted to keep your job, why didn't you just ask me?
Has anyone seen Antonio? They're towing his cab.
Antonio.